this is Jenna Shiosaki with Podcast 3, A Critical Incident. My incident took place in my second or third week of volunteering. We were having snack upstairs. I was chatting with different children about their names, how old they are, what grade they're in, and what they're learning about in school. One of them I'll call Christy. When the children are finished with snack, they quickly, eagerly clear their plates and cups and run downstairs to the game room. As our table was dismissed, the other children happily left, but Christy remained. She was hiding her head inside her pink poncho. I asked her if she would like to go downstairs, and I could see that she was upset and crying. I asked her if I could get her anything, like tissues or a glass of water. I don't remember if she said yes or no, but I brought them to her in a hurry. Then I went to the adult supervisor and said, "Christy is upset. Is there anything I can do?" His reply was, "She's always like that." I felt useless and hopeless. His response gave me the feeling that I should leave her there alone. If it were a child I knew from my hometown, I would have asked them what was wrong. But there in the service learning setting, I suppose it was none of my business why she was so upset. In an analysis of my incident, I realized that I am partially speaking for the adult supervisor because I do not remember his exact words. However, my description does demonstrate the meaning of what he said. This always happens, and there's nothing you can do. The incident made me feel uncomfortable because I am not used to just giving up on something. If I were babysitting, I would sit with the child and find out why they were upset. I would ask what I could do to make them feel better and find a way to make them laugh again. The Boys and Girls Club is a very different setting than a home I've been babysitting in for years. Now, I think it was appropriate to leave Christy alone for some quiet, because it could be none of my business why she was upset. It could be a personal or family issue that I had no place prying into. In response to this incident, I think that if something like this happens again, I will continue to notify the adult supervisors because they know how to respond to each of the different children's needs. They are the ones who are with the children every day and have the knowledge about how to cope with different children's behavioral issues. When I'm explaining what it's like at the Boys and Girls Club to my family or friends, I do describe it as a fun babysitting job. From this incident, I have learned that I can't treat my service learning experience like babysitting because I haven't known the children for years and I haven't been told by their parents what to expect. I have to follow the lead of the adult supervisors because they are specially trained and have known the children at the club for much longer. Thanks for listening. Until next time.